Good day, everyone. Welcome back to the 23 Podcast. My name is Parker Kern, and I'm here along with Father Jeff Macbeth. Father, what is going on today?
Oh, you know, just it's the regular stuff, I guess, but that's all right.
The regular stuff.
You know, so show up and see what happens sometimes. But no, I think it's all's good.
Great. Define regular stuff for you.
It's an interesting question.
That's why we have this podcast, to discuss the very interesting and finer things in life.
Yeah.
And also to make you uncomfortable.
So. Right. Yeah. Well, that's, you know, it is interesting, you know, as you look at your week, sometimes there's nothing on the calendar per se, but like things just pop up, whether you have to go see someone in a hospital or someone stops by wanting to chat. You know, you just never, I never sit around bored, you know? So, right, you just never know what you're going to get caught up in from day to day. That's part of living the adventure, I guess. So, no 2 days are the same. So, it's good. But, yeah, nothing in particular. But excited, though, this week is, starting Sunday, is camp week.
Oh, yeah. Your favorite week.
My favorite week of the year.
Bang.
So, yeah, Sarah and I are taking now 15 or so of our middle school students to the Great Lakes campus of Catholic Youth Summer Camp in Brighton.
You're going
to
shoot arrows this year again?
Yeah, of course. I love archery tag.
Hell, baby.
Yeah, that was great. So
that sounds fun.
Yeah, they're not, in case you're wondering, they're not real arrows.
I would hope not.
Yeah, no, they're got a rubber ball on the end.
That's good.
So they wouldn't do anything that would harm a child.
Okay. Yeah. So sorry for the, yeah.
It's all on the up and up. Okay, so, yeah, we have goggles and everything.
You don't need to take out a special insurance policy to send your kid to camp.
No, no, but I do wonder sometimes, like, what the insurance bill is for, like, Damascus for the year.
I'm sure it's probably higher than you might think.
It's got to be high.
Yeah.
That's all with all the contraptions that they have.
Liability and kids.
All
and,
that, right.
Yeah.
You know, up high, you know, things like that. It's probably a lot. Yeah.
Well, neither of us are attorneys, so we don't really know.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe next time I'm down there, I'll ask what their insurance.
Let me see your papers. Yeah,
ask what their insurance is for the year. So
$987,000.
That's probably something like that. I wouldn't be shocked. But no, it's great. You know, it was a nice little getaway for me.
Cool.
And So I'm the only priest there this week. Last year there was three of us,
ooh,
and we kind of felt like underutilized. You know, like three is probably too many.
Oh, but this year you're going to get all the work.
Yeah, which I figured that's what I'm there for. I think my first few times at camp, I was the only one there. Not necessarily by design some of those years, but as it turned out, which is great. You know, and actually, I'm always looking forward to this week. But even like several months ago, like I'm like, this year is just going to be great.
Well, that's wonderful.
And I don't know why. Yeah, I just, you know, kind of had a sense God had something special in store, as God always does.
Yeah.
But super looking forward to it.
And probably like you said about your days, like no two summer camps are the same.
Right.
Right. I mean, there's different kids every year, different experiences, different encounters.
Right.
Different, you know, areas that you might serve, you know, even just having a one-on-one conversation with somebody or taking them to confession or something like that. Like, you know, giving them any sort of sacrament, like probably even just giving them the Eucharist, right?
Yep.
Giving them the Lord. That's probably, you know, an interesting experience for you too.
Yeah. And just being present, I think, is a part of it too.
Oh yeah.
You know, which is important. You know, that's partly why I like to do some of those activities, kind of builds relationships and things like that, rapport. But yeah, so pray for us this coming week, and I guess for me in particular, that, you know, God kind of uses me for whatever I'm supposed to be there for. And that I remain open to that and faithful to that. And,
That's cool.
Good stuff. So, yeah, so that's awesome. That's awesome. So it'd be great. I'm looking forward to that.
And you said you have 15 going with you?
I think it's something like that. It's something like that.
That's good. Has that number increased?
It's probably about what we took last year.
Cool.
Some are ones who did it last year with us. Not everyone, because this is for middle school, so the ones that were 8th graders last year, some of them went on to the high school camp.
They kind of fell off,
They went to the high school camp.
That's true.
So,
well, they fell off the CYFC.
So, and then, some new ones, which is great to have that experience.
Yeah. And isn't that a very, like, rigorous sign-up process in the terms of, like, they have to start it, like, basically right after you get back from this one?
Yeah, probably in September.
Yeah,
we'll be making a push for next year already. Yeah.
So if you're in middle school, if you have kids in middle school.
Yeah. So if you're going to be in like seventh or eighth grade next school year,
yeah,
like not even the one that hasn't started yet, the one after that.
Yeah, 25, 26, right?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Then look for a flyer or something from Sarah or I, like in September. So we're...
Wonderful.
Yeah. This is great. So, yeah. Yeah. So good. Well, today we are looking forward to the 16th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And this is Mark chapter 6, verses 30 to 34. So last week we had Mark 6, 7 to 13. So there's a little bit of a gap. And the gap is really has to do with John the Baptist. And so it's sort of like a little side story.
Sure.
So this is really kind of picking up where last week's gospel left off, which is to say, you know, Jesus sends out those apostles, you know, two by two, you know, with authority over unclean spirits and to anoint, you know, with oil for healing and all that. So it says the apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. When he disembarked, he saw the vast crowd. His heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things.
Very interesting.
Yeah, this is great. You know, just the whole come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jesus kind of had, you know, his days were probably pretty full. You know, the disciples went, you know, he sent them out. They came back and talked about all they had done. And they were probably super excited and probably also a little tired.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, the idea of a retreat, you know, especially like here, you know, about to go away for a camp.
Sure.
You know, there's something to that need to get away, you know, with the Lord and be refreshed in Him. That's why people go on retreats, which, by the way, it reminds me, Damascus does also have men's and women's retreats, weekend retreats. I think that started when the moms and dads, you know, got jealous of all the kids
right.
got to do. You know, and they wanted something. So they do have a couple men's retreats and a couple women's retreats throughout the right. like the school year. So if you're interested, go to damascus.net under programs, and you can find out more about that.
Cool.
And then we have our men's invitational coming up in September. And
well, right.
like my first year was in November. Now it's like 2 months earlier. It's in September. So be on the lookout for that. It'd be a great weekend because we do need those opportunities where we go away, you know, kind of apart from the routine, and are able to just rest in the Lord, even if it's a full day's schedule, which a lot of retreats are.
Yeah.
You know, it's partly different from vacation. You know, it's not just sort of lounging around on the beach or whatever, which has its own benefit, of course.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's, right, there's an intentionality that you're going away, you know, to be renewed in the Lord, you know, for the sake of our ongoing living our life in Him and through Him and out in the world and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, 100%. It is, it's interesting to, you know, see, like, I remember sometimes, you know, you in the summertime, you're out working on, you know, whatever, you're out in the yard, you're working, you know, a lot of times I like work with my dad and stuff. So, you know, sometimes I just come in all tired and sweaty, and he'd just say, just go rest for a while. Mm-hmm. Like, you just need to just take a load off and, you know, just go be by yourself. And, you know, you worked hard today. Like, it's okay. You can, you know, just enjoy. And, you know, I remember that, like, probably started doing that when I was like a teenager, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. Like, you know, you spend a hard day working, you know, hard day is night.
That's right.
So, but you realize that is a necessary part in, you know, just recovering yourself physically. And then again, we take it to the next level spiritually, looking at that, and we talk about retreats, and we talk about the fact that Jesus sent the disciples, you know, away just by themselves to sort of maybe rejuvenate themselves and reacclimate themselves with what they are really doing. Because as you mentioned a couple weeks ago in your homily, like sometimes all this can become very monotonous, mm-hmm. and it's almost rote memorization. And we go to Mass, we do this, and then we leave, and then, you know, we pray and stuff, and great. And then it doesn't really have value or purpose. I mean, it does, it always has value or purpose, but it doesn't have the substance, right? So, you know, too much hat, not enough cowboy, as I like to say sometimes. So, but being able to go away and kind of refocus, reshape your, you know, relationship, come back to yourself, come back to your initial relationship with God and go, okay, how can I retool this or reinvent this or restore myself? And also an interesting piece of this, I actually have the pastoral note this week, which everybody should read.
Yeah.
I've been yelled at a couple of times because my word counts are high, but I'm like, I have a journalism degree. I'm sorry. If you don't like it, then don't read it, I guess. I don't know. Or skim it. You know, I'll make you a Cliff Notes version. But it's good this week, I think. I talked less about the first part and more about the sheep without a shepherd, because that really jumped out to me when I was writing it and thinking about what I was going to say. And I actually hearkened it back to when I was a young boy, at the grocery store with my mom, and we'd go shopping, and I would become old enough to go, you know, she'd say, oh, well, you know, you go get us a loaf of bread, mm-hmm. or, you know, pick some toothpaste up for us. And then I'd go by myself. You know, she felt that I was old enough to do that. And sometimes I'd get lost, and I was, you know, I felt like a sheep without a shepherd. Like, mm-hmm. I was just kind of out there roving around. And occasionally a stranger would, you know, help me. That was back when it was probably more common to ask people and not be afraid that something bad would happen. But, a lot of times I would find my way back. And it was just, you know, through, you know, I believe in some case, divine providence, that, you know, I would just kind of be led back to mom, or I would have this quick memory of, oh, we were over there. And, you know, and then I'm almost 28 years old. We don't go to the store much anymore together, but sometimes I still do lose her in the store. And it's like, I still get just as scared as I was, even though now we have cell phones, mm-hmm. and, you know, the ability to, you know, I'm a man now, but I'm still like, where's mom? You know? Mm-hmm. But hearkening to that, right, it's these people were just kind of lost and didn't really know what to do and, you know, kind of afraid probably. But Jesus, even after sending the disciples away, he probably wanted to get some rest too, mm-hmm. you know? Like, he was probably like, all right, I'm kind of cooked, you know? I just need mm-hmm. to go chill for a bit. And those are probably his exact words, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Give or take. Mm-hmm. But he you know, saw the other people and goes, no, I need to help them too, because they need me right now. And that's why he's, you know, he's the savior, he's the king, because most people would probably just be like, yeah, they can figure it out. But he took the opportunity to help them, teach them, and right, that's just a really selfless act of him to do, I'm sure, when he was, I mean, there's a lot of selfless acts that Jesus did for us, obviously. Look at the crucifix. But that was probably another great example of him giving of himself and his human aspect, because obviously his godly aspect, he could, you know, he would never get tired, but he was fully human and fully God. So I'm sure his fully human side was a little fatigued too. He probably wanted to rest. And, you know, I often mention after dinner, you know, my dad will often say, sometimes if I, you know, lean back after dinner, he says, oh, you're reclining at table like the Christ, mm-hmm. you know, because Jesus would often do that. He would recline at table and relax. And we see that in Holy Thursday. So it's not like he was against relaxing or didn't need to relax. He probably had that inclination as well and just decided to kind of suck it up and go help these people, teach them, you know?
Yeah, and that's why rest is such a, you know, it can be a gift from God, you know, if we're doing it, especially in a good way, that's really refreshing for us. You know, you talk about things have become sort of monotonous. And it struck me that even our daily life, like the daily grind, can become monotonous.
Oh, sure.
You know, I think. And then maybe that's when we start to feel kind of that loss, like, you know, like we're lost like sheep without the shepherd, because, you know, it's sort of like the calendar that's guiding us, you know, rather than the Lord.
Yeah.
And so even in the midst of all that, to know that the Lord is there, but we also then need those times we do need to step away and recall that, you know, spend a little time in prayer for the sake of the rest of the day, the week, the month, the year.
Mm-hmm. You did a little Friends theme there a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
A day, a week, a month, even day. Okay, this is an aside. So there's this song. I don't know what the band is. I think it's the band Disturbed. They're like a heavy metal band.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know Disturbed.
And then, yeah, there is the one song that opens up. It goes, ooh, do you know the song title?
I forget the name of that song. Yeah. If my throat wasn't still sore, I would totally do that.
Yeah. But anyways, I saw this video on YouTube one time of like the Friends theme. So no one told you life was gonna be this way. And then instead of the collapse.
That would be great.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That would be great.
So I don't know that I'll play it right now.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to look up and see what that Down with the Sickness.
Down with the Sickness.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's
it's classic.
Yeah, wonderful for a very family-friendly church podcast.
But yeah, so just remember that every time we mention a pop cultural reference doesn't necessitate endorsement.
Yeah, we don't endorse it. That's like what you know, Pat McAfee says, the former punter who's on ESPN now. He's like, we don't endorse everything we say. It just kind of comes out of our mouth sometimes. And
right.
So yeah, we don't endorse it.
That's right. We're not Down with the Sickness.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean if you come into our office and we're blaring it that, you know, we don't. Yeah. We're just maybe enjoying it.
That's right.
A minute or two.
Right, just sort of like for old time's sake.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Like Friends in general.
Friends is great. Actually, I mentioned Nate last week, my younger brother-in-law to be. He's actually rewatching the whole series because he's never seen it all the way through, which I guess I didn't even think about. Like, we've probably all seen the episodes on, you know, TBS or syndication, Comedy Central, whatever, throughout the years. Obviously, NBC. Yeah. Some people got to see it in its golden era.
Yeah, bro. Like, yeah, they were all new episodes weekly when I was, you know.
That would be such a great time to be alive. But I never really thought to, like, watch the whole series through because I've just kind of assumed that I've seen every episode. And I actually went in after he said that and looked and made sure that I actually did see every episode. And I kind of was like, oh, yeah, I remember that one. Or I'd watch a specific scene and go, I've seen this before. But he's actually watching the whole series through, like, on Max, where it's streaming now. And he's, like, just having the best time of his life. And I'm like, bro, haven't you seen all these episodes, like, six times? He's like, yeah, but it's cool to watch it in sequence.
There you go.
I'm like, there's something to that, you know? And music, too, right? You know, my dad used to be a disc jockey, and he said back in the early 80s, AOR was huge, album-oriented rock.
Mm-hmm.
So you would play the songs of the album in sequence. And instead of just playing like, okay, here's Led Zeppelin, here's Rolling Stones, like you would literally just play like a whole album of songs and it would all make sense. Like they would have meaning to each other.
Right.
And that doesn't, I don't think, happen as much anymore in the days of Spotify and just, oh, I'm going to play this song because it's popular and it's track 3 and then you have track 8 that's good and... You know, it doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah, I like to, if I can find an album I can listen to all the way through, it's great. You know, and even if I don't want to, like, shuffle, you know, I'm like, nope, I'm going to do the start to finish.
Right.
Like the way they intended.
That's right. Yeah, I kind of like that. My friend Tyler does that still, and I'm like, it's so boring. I just like the hits, you know. I'm impatient. But sometimes then I'll go back and listen to the whole album after I burn the hits into my head. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I can't take this anymore. Then I'm going to go back and listen to, you know, the deeper tracks. And often I find the gems are the deeper tracks that no one ever even really thinks about or talks about, which I'm like, this is criminal. Some of these songs are so good, you know? Mm. Like, I'm a big country guy. Some of these country songs are, like, really good. And no one ever hears them because it's all about, oh, let's just run the top 40 all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like AOR could have a comeback at some point.
Totally.
Yeah. Anyways.
People's attention span might be too short, though, but...
Yeah. Me too. So, anyways, Father, back to the gospel. Any closing thoughts today on today's gospel?
I think just what I like too is it says his heart was moved with pity for them, you know. And I thought I was drawn to that as you were talking, that, you know, in the midst of it all, Jesus does have a heart for us, Sure. You know, and I think that's always important to remember, even if we don't always notice it. You know, those people didn't maybe notice it, you know, out in the vast crowd. But, you know, Jesus had a heart for them, and he has a heart for you and for me. You know, part of the going away to rest a while and set aside time for prayer is to is be in touch with God's heart for us, which is something I continue to pray for a lot. So
yeah, and he continues to reach out to us even when we might not be doing the same back. Like he's always looking for a relationship, but again, as you said in your homily a couple weeks ago, he's not going to force himself.
Right.
You know, he didn't force himself when he was back at home. He's not going to force himself on us. Like it's going to be on us to make that, you know, it's a two-way street, right? Mm-hmm. So it's on us to, you know, reach back, but also know that, you know, it's okay to recharge ourselves, and it's okay to be calm in sometimes when we feel like we need it. You know, sometimes it's just too much. Like you a couple weeks ago, you weren't feeling the best, right? So you're just like, I need to cancel my stuff, mm-hmm. and I just need to rest up physically to get myself better. Like sometimes you have to do that spiritually too.
Yeah.
And that's okay. And that's where those retreats come in, and that's where those, you know, those opportunities for you to really, you know, delve into yourself and your relationship with God, that's where those really come to prominence. And, you know, they always should be important, but, you know, it should be something that we're always considering and, you know, and trying to retool and reinvent, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So let's pray.
Okay.
In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Come Holy Spirit. God, we praise you for having of our heart for us, and help us to know more and more each day your heart for us, and then that can indeed have impact on our lives and what we do, and maybe what we have to say no to, or so that we can just rest ultimately in your love for us. Help us to know your heart for others, that we can be your presence for them. And bring your life to bear in their life somehow. Help us to take time away for prayer. That's your gift to us. That's not something that we, a task that we accomplish for you. God, we love you. We thank you for your love for us. Sustain us this day and each day in that love in the Holy Spirit and through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Father, thank you so much.
Thank you, Parker. Thanks, everybody. God bless you. See you soon.